This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That rain and snow that's been pummeling California is expected to taper off tonight, Wednesday night. Much of the rest of the nation is seeing warmer than usual temperatures. Two men are charged with murder in last week's shooting after the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Gene Peters Baker is a Jackson County prosecutor.
The evidence does not reflect in these early moments that there was any prior history between these individuals.
One person was killed in that shooting and many others injured. Now to a one-time FBI informant, what he said about President Biden and his son, and what prosecutors are now saying. The AP's Norman Hall.
According to federal prosecutors, a former FBI informant charged with making up a multi-million-dollar bribery scheme involving President Joe Biden, his son Hunter, and a Ukrainian energy company had contacts with officials affiliated with Russian intelligence. The alleged contacts, said to be recent and extensive, were introduced as prosecutors urged a judge to keep Alexander Smirnoff behind bars while he awaits trial. He's charged with falsely reporting to the FBI that executives associated with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Hunter and Joe Biden $5 million each in 2015 or 2016. The claim has been central to the Republican impeachment in Korean Congress.
Overseas now, there are fears about possible starvation now that the World Food Program has paused deliveries of food to isolated northern Gaza because of the chaos there. Reports from Syria say Israeli strikes hit a neighborhood in Damascus, Syria's capital, this morning, killing two people. No confirmation of that from Israel. To Russia now, where TASS, the state news agency, is reporting that the mother of opposition leader Alexei Navalny has filed a lawsuit contesting officials' refusal to release her son's body. This is AP News. To New York now.
Police in New York City are looking into whether a 26-year-old man wanted for allegedly using an iron to kill a woman in a Soho hotel earlier this month, and then a few days later in Arizona, carjack and stab another woman, and then the next day pull a female McDonald's worker into a bathroom and stab her, is responsible for even more. NYPD top spokesperson Tariq Shepard on the arrest of Rod Al-Mansouri.
Anywhere that he's visited, there's potential that there are other victims around the country.
Police say Al-Mansouri has previous arrests for assault and told cops he hurt three additional girls in Florida. He's awaiting extradition to New York from Arizona.
Glad that Arizona PD got this maniac off the streets.
I'm Julie Walker.
Lots of red on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell 64 points yesterday. The S&P fell 30 points. The Nasdaq lost 144 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.